This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor, Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can take control of your energy use with the free My MTE app. Just use that to track your usage, pay bills, even report outages. You can do that anytime on the My MTE app. Well, joining us here in studio is the one and only Lee Colvin on this Veterans Day. Mr. Colvin, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. What a great and glorious day to appreciate our veterans and say thank you so much for all that they have done and keep doing for us daily. Yeah. We appreciate it.
It's those who have come before us and those who are actively serving and those who will be. And so thanks to our veterans. And today, November is a busy month around insurance and open enrollment time and all of this kind of thing. And so when you turn 65, Medicare becomes a big part of your health care coverage. But as we're going to look today, making the most of Medicare open enrollment, that is really just the beginning, isn't it?
Oh, Brian. Boy, you know, it is so much more than folks realize. So, I mean, it like so many things, right? You open up a door and all of a sudden you've got 10,000 more doors.
But a lot of people look at it like, you know, graduation. Okay, you know, you reach this milestone and now it's all rose petals and rainbows.
They do. And you know what we really want to make sure folks understand today is that we want you to, how do I say, basically many folks just don't realize that Medicare is not a set it and forget it program. You don't walk in the room, flip the switch, and just go.
Yeah.
In fact, you have the opportunity and often the need to review and adjust your coverage every single year. Just like your open enrollment at work, right? I mean, a lot of times you might have adjustments there as well. So think of this as any other insurance program. And as your life changes, this might change. So as we talk about this, just be aware it's not a set it and forget it plan. But Brian, you know, the annual Medicare open enrollment period, it's going to run from October 15th through December the 7th.
So we're right in the thick of it here.
We're here. Yeah. This is your chance to take a fresh look at your health care needs and make sure that your Medicare plan still fits your life. By doing that, you can try to determine whether your medical and prescription plans need to be switched or dropped every single year.
Well, Lee, a lot of things change within a year. You know, within this last year, I've gone from being 49 to being 50. I've gone from being, I've gone from being dad to now grandpa or pops.
Ooh,
so,
wow.
You know, and that's within a year. So, just like your health, I mean, your health care you should look at that year to year, I guess is what we're saying.
Certainly. You know, take a fresh look at the health care needs. Make sure your Medicare plan still fits your life. And then you can determine, again, what needs to be switched on, dropped off. And just like your health can change, insurance companies may also adjust their coverage, what they're going to cover for you, and their costs, or even discontinue certain plans entirely that you've had and have felt comfortable with. Mm-hmm. So by taking time during the open enrollment period to compare your options, you might discover a plan that saves money or possibly offers better coverage, or maybe both.
Lee Colvin is with us, and financial advisor with Edward Jones. We're going to talk about making the most of your Medicare open enrollment. Open enrollment through December 7th going on. So let's kind of talk about a few of these. Okay, so you've got Medicare Parts A and B, Part C, Medicare Advantage, Part D. You've got the supplemental Medigap, out-of-pocket costs, prescription drug coverage, your healthcare needs, your travel plans, a lot of things to consider. So let's take them one at a time and maybe talk about the OG Medicare.
Oh, boy, that big OG. The original, folks, the original Medicare, Parts A and B. You know, A and B, so this is going to cover hospital stay. Right. This is a lot of what folks are thinking about when they think Medicare is covering a hospital stay and taking care of medical services such as doctor visits. Now, please listen, especially if you've not been here, especially if you're not sure what it's all about. Part A typically comes with no monthly premium if you've worked for at least 10 years.
Okay.
Part B requires monthly premiums, which will begin at $206.50 or more for 2026, depending on your income. There may also be co-pays and deductibles involved in your plan, depending on the plan that you set up.
Well, let's talk about the Medicare Advantage or Part C.
So, Medicare Advantage is going to offer an all-in-one alternative to the original Medicare. These plans are offered by private insurance companies. They often bundle together the hospital, the medical, the prescription drug coverage. They may also include extra benefits like vision, dental, and wellness programs that the original Medicare does not cover.
Okay, so we've talked about Parts A, B, C. Are we gonna? This is alphabet soup today. But what about Part D? What is that?
Great question. Part D is going to provide your standalone prescription drug coverage for those who stick with original Medicare. Okay. Because again, remember, Part C has A, B, and D.
Gotcha. That's
but if you just go with A and B, then you also have to include D.
One person mentioned this to me, and it's always kind of stuck in my mind. Think D for drug coverage.
Absolutely.
So, I don't know that they originally meant for that to be that way, but you know, that's an easy way to think about it. What about Medigap? Tell me about that one. That's a new one for me.
Yeah, so it's and for somebody who's not been here, it would be new, right? It might be something you're not sure about, yeah. Or it might be confusing. So don't feel ashamed if you don't know about it, but just be aware to listen, be aware to read, learn, ask questions. Medicare supplements are what Medigap is. And these are policies that help cover the out-of-pocket costs that the original Medicare does not pay, such as the co-payments and the deductibles. So when you're shopping for Medicare plans, there are several important areas that you should consider to determine which options are right for you today.
And so that's why we looked at parts A, B, C, D, Medigap, and now some other things to consider are out-of-pocket costs, prescription drug coverage, your healthcare needs currently, travel plans. So let's talk about out-of-pocket and what that is. I guess we're talking about the monthly cost of this, right?
Sure. And you know, remember, Brian, all of these things that we're about to talk about, these are all things that can kind of be inclusive many times. I mean, these are just health concerns, right?
Sure.
These are healthcare needs. So the different Medicare supplement plans will offer different coverages. One might have some of these in it. One might have all of these in it. Some, you know, so it's a mix and match, and you've got to figure out which plan best fits you and which plan doesn't. So, you know, some services that you might need to think about having covered in your Medigap plan, those out-of-pocket costs, such as monthly premiums, deductibles, co-payments. If you're somebody who, as you're getting older, you're having weekly doctor visits, you're having monthly doctor visits, maybe those co-pays are adding up and costing a lot. And any other expenses that Medicare doesn't cover, these are out-of-pockets that you might need to configure into your plan. Sometimes a plan with a higher premium saves you money overall because of lower co-pays.
Prescription drug coverage is often a really big part of some of these plans and something obviously to consider.
You know, absolutely. They definitely deserve special attention, right? All Medicare plans for 2026 will include a $2,100 cap. Again, that's a cap of $2,100 on what you pay out of pocket for covered prescription drugs. This is up from the $2,000 cost in 2025. However, this cap only applies to drugs that your plan covers. So again, if your plan doesn't cover it, then that $2,000 may not be enough, making it crucial to verify your medications are being included in your plan.
Let's see, a couple of more to touch on here. What about healthcare needs?
For the coming year, you know, this definitely matters too. Do you have any surgeries planned? Do you have any new health conditions that you're trying to figure out with your doctors or get managed? You'll want to make sure that your potential plan covers the care that you expect to need.
Lee, travel? I mean, I'm assuming that we're talking about how it could be used abroad or something like that, you know, in another country, maybe?
You know, travel plans can also influence your choice here, and original Medicare typically does not cover services overseas, Brian. So you're exactly right. So for frequent travelers, maybe somebody who's retired, who likes to cruise or likes to fly to different countries, you might want supplemental coverage for emergencies abroad.
Well, you know, this is, again, open enrollment time. So we're in the midst of that. And what happens if you don't make any changes? You know, I know this is the time we've talked about several things that you need to consider about making changes, but what happens if you don't?
So you'll likely be automatically re-enrolled in your current plan for the following year, as long as it's still available and you continue paying required premiums.
Okay. Well, this is not one of those things that you want to just set it and forget it, right?
You don't want to let your Medicare plan run on autopilot. You know, try to take advantage of the annual open enrollment. Again, this began on October 15th. This will run through December 7th. And we want to make sure that you ensure that your coverage continues to serve you well, in the year ahead?
Well, you know, insurance and healthcare cost and things of that nature often weigh on our financial picture and what it means. And I'm sure maybe there are questions that overlap even with this, with a financial advisor like yourself. And maybe some advice is needed by some folks listening this morning. So what would you suggest they do if they could use the advice of a financial advisor and don't necessarily have one?
Certainly, Brian. You know, again, you and I are always talking about an individual family building a team of professionals. You know, we're typically talking about us as financial advisors, attorneys, accountants. Most financial advisors, we can also typically recommend an insurance expert who might be able to sit down with you or a list of insurance experts that you get to choose from who can sit down with you, walk through these options, and help you make the right choice. You know, I'm a little bit more old school, i.e. I'm not technologically advanced. Therefore, I would not want to go out on the internet and just try to pick a plan. If this were me, I'd rather have someone who's licensed and locally attuned to what's going on with the plans local to help me. So I can, you know, if you call my office, if you call another Edward Jones advisor, we'd be more than happy to give you a list of, you know, folks that we've gotten to know that we may trust, or send you to other folks who may have good contacts for that to sit down and help you personally with your needs and make sure you make the right choice for you.
Well, that start with Google search for Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin or 615-907-7056.
You'd think you've been doing this for 15 years or something. Well, 20 years. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That was all right here, too, buddy. I've called the office a time or two. Is Lee actually on the way?
Man, where is that guy?
Lee Colvin, our friend from Edward Jones, joining us today on Rutherford Issues. And that's going to do it for our program. Hope you have a good one. We'll see you back next time.